The reading of God's Word from the prophet Isaiah, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 2nd verse, the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation. You have increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it, upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. Well, if you've been paying attention, you've noticed surely that the entertainment industry has done it again. Every year around this time, during this holiday season, they come out with an entirely new grouping of movies, new releases, because they understand that it's during this season of the year that families are together. And after families on Christmas Day have unwrapped presents, after they have enjoyed their Christmas dinner, after they have watched holiday movies on television or the NBA basketball games that are on one after the other. I mean, there's just only so much that can be done. Folk are anxious to get out. And so the entertainment industry has chosen to offer all of these new releases that come out this time of the year. It may be that many of you have already sat down with your family to talk about what are we going to see for Christmas. Maybe some of you have already taken in a movie or two. Some have been released a bit before Christmas, and those that have been released have done remarkably well. Particularly the latest rendition of the Star Wars story, The Last Jedi. I noticed the other day that in its initial release, The Last Jedi grossed over $220 million. And of course, it will be making even more money in the days ahead because there are Star Wars fans everywhere. Star Wars fans, even in this multitude. I started watching the Star Wars series when they first came out, and I couldn't keep up with it. After about two or three, I fell behind, and it's going to take me a while to be able to catch up to speed on The Last Jedi. I know many of you have already seen it. I was, however, intrigued by the trailer and how the trailer promoted the movie by saying that The Last Jedi deals with the allure of the dark side and the spiritual turmoil. That's how they phrased it. The spiritual turmoil of those who embrace it. And I thought to myself, well, that's not just entertainment. That's theology. The allure of the dark side. The fascination that each of us has with darkness. And yet, on the other hand, the turmoil, the spiritual unrestlessness that results whenever someone chooses to embrace the darkness. Now, I know you're here this morning and you haven't seen a single Star Wars movie, and you could not care less about Star Wars, but that plot line. You do not have to be an avid moviegoer to appreciate the havoc that comes about whenever the darkness seems to be the order of the day. For example, we saw it last week over in Atlanta, at the Atlanta Hartsfield International Airport. The airport, you know, that you can't get anywhere. You can't even go to you know where without going through Atlanta. Many of you fly there on a regular basis. You know what happened last week. A Georgia Power underground facility exploded, and it just plunged the entire Atlanta airport into pitch darkness. You've been there. Imagine being in that place in total darkness. People in the bowels of the terminal trying to find their way from one concourse to the next, not being able to see their hand in front of their face. Planes were delayed. Over thousands of flights canceled. I mean, from what I understand, the airlines are still trying to get back to some semblance of normalcy because of the blackout that happened the first part of last week. It is a reminder to us of what happens, of how life gets out of joint, of how any time there is significant darkness, it's not just a little thing. It's not simply a minor disruption in our otherwise everyday experience. It is an emergency. And it is something that compels us to ask the question when we find ourselves in those kinds of places, how do I get out of this? And more importantly, how do I make sure that I never get back in this sort of predicament again? Now that's the question to which the prophet Isaiah was speaking in this passage of Scripture that's before us this morning. We've been looking at the prophet Isaiah throughout the Advent season because Isaiah was God's spokesperson whom God raised up to speak words of comfort, consolation, encouragement, and support to God's people during some very difficult seasons of life. Times when God's people felt as if God had abandoned them, as if God had forsaken them. Times when people could not see into the future because of the suffering and the oppression that they were experiencing in the present hour. So God raised up Isaiah to say to his people, "Fear not. I have not abandoned you. I have not forsaken you." The darkness that you may be experiencing in this present hour will not be the last word. God will have the last word. The day is coming when God will draw near to his people and for his people, for all who look to him, for all who trust in him. God will, in fact, make a way even in the face of great darkness. Words such as we have before us from the 9th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. The people who are walking in darkness, perhaps that text should be rendered to say the people who are stumbling in darkness, because no one in darkness walks with any degree of normalcy. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death, that's about as dark as it can get. On those who are living in the land of the shadow of death, on those persons, a light has dawned. The word in the Hebrew that is used to describe that little adjective, great, great, on those who are stumbling in darkness, on those persons, a great light has dawned. It doesn't suggest simply a light that is a little bit above average. No, that word conveys to us an ever increasing light, an inextinguishable light, a light that conquers all darkness, a light that in the midst of one's anxiety and uncertainty brings hope and peace and joy and love, a liberating light, a productive light, a light that gives a future. This morning, you may be here in this place and your life may be a little dark because of setbacks that you have experienced, disappointments that you've encountered, the holiday season. It's not a happy time for everyone. For many people, this season of the year is one in which they experience massive struggle because of headaches and heartaches, because of spiritual turmoil. If this morning you're here in this place and we've been singing these Christmas carols and lighting these candles and getting ready for a glorious celebration this morning, and you're not there yet. You're not there yet. Because of the darkness that has shrouded your soul, the good news of Christmas is that in Jesus Christ, God has entered into this dark world to do something about it. The good news of Christmas is that the darkness does not have the last word in our everyday experience. God has the last word through the Word that became flesh and was born for us and for our salvation. The Word that conveys how much God loved this world and loves you, that he sent his only begotten Son to bring light into your life. How does Isaiah phrase it? Unto us a child is born, and unto us in the midst of our darkness a son is given, and the government, authority and power and direction for the future will be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And with respect to his government and his peace, there will never be any end, regardless of how dark it gets. The gift of Jesus is God's assurance to us that nothing will stand against us. Nothing will frustrate God's redemptive purposes for those who look to him and who love him. For those who find their way unclear, God, through Christ, will always make a way. God knows how to cut on the lights whenever in our world it gets too dark. Bob Ward was a pastor on the West Coast, and in one of his sermons, he tells the story of a family in his church that had been on a vacation and had returned. They had gone to Carlsbad Caverns. Some of you have been there. It's a chain of caves, over 100 caves, and you take tours into these caves to see what life is like under the surface of the earth. There is a certain fascination and allure to what life must be like under the surface of the earth. And which says this family came back and they were all excited, and they had to tell me about what happened during their tour of Carlsbad Caverns. What they do on a tour like this is they take a group down into the very bowels of the caverns, into the deepest recess of one of the caves, where it is so dark. It is so dark. You cannot see anything. They cut the lights out. And I mean, it's just total darkness. And this family from the pastor's church, they had two children. The eldest, a boy, 11. The youngest, a girl, 7. But you know, when you cut off the lights and it's all darkness, it's pretty spooky. And the girl started crying. She started crying when they cut the lights out in the cavern and darkness just enveloped the group. And her older brother, as he heard his younger sister began to cry in the darkness when no one said anything, the brother's voice spoke up, "Don't worry, sis. There's somebody here who knows how to cut on the lights." This morning you may be here and you're wondering to yourself, will this darkness that I'm experiencing ever get any better? The good news of Christmas is that it can. If you turn to Jesus, God's gift of his unfathomable, inextinguishable love, if you turn to Jesus, there will be a tomorrow, because Jesus knows how to turn on the lights in this world. He was born on a holy night to shatter the darkness and to enable those of us who trust in him to experience the hope and the peace and the joy and the love of God's eternal day.